I just wanted to mention this, that Bobby Cremo passed four separate background checks to buy guns on June 9th, 2020, and July 18th of 2020, and July 31st of 2020, and September 20th of 2021, the state police say. And the state police say that the red flag law that we have in Illinois did not give them an opportunity to keep him from getting a FOID card or getting his weapons. Illinois law dictates, this is from the state police, that the state police shall issue a FOID card to an applicant who meets the statutory requirements and who has no firearm prohibitor. Well, at the time of the FOID application approval for the individual in question, there was no new information to establish a clear and present danger. There were no arrests. There were no prohibiting criminal records. There were no mental health prohibitors. No orders of protection. The family never asked for an order of protection, no other disqualifying prohibitors, and no firearms restraining order. The available evidence would have been insufficient for law enforcement to seek a firearms restraining order from a court. And here we've got a red flag law in Illinois, which makes you think, well, then how did the law fail us? Did the family fail us? State Senator Julie Morrison is on the phone line, and I'm glad you're able to join us because you were a principal in this red flag law, right, Julie?
Yes, thanks. I was the Senate sponsor of this legislation in 2018.
So answer that question. What went wrong here? Was it a legislative problem or what?
Well, this legislation, like a lot of the bills that we pass that become statutes, require action on behalf of those affected. I am not going to point fingers. I will just say that I think you made a very good point and really explained clearly that the red flag law requires someone to come forward to express what they have seen. And actually, this requires a court hearing. A judge is the individual that makes the decision on whether or not this is rises to the level that guns should be removed from a home and from an individual. This is such, I can't describe what this has done to our community and so many people in it, but this is when we have had an opportunity to mourn. And when the investigation has been completed, we will definitely be taking this law apart piece by piece to see what shortcomings there might be, how we can tighten this up, how we can make it more effective.
Could a teacher have, or can a teacher say, hey, I'm worried about this kid. Can a third party, I guess is what I'm saying, intervene and somehow get the police to deny a FOID application or confiscate weapons?
It goes, because the red flag law does have a due process piece in it, the police themselves don't do that. If this was a teacher, for example, the teacher could actually petition themselves or go to a local law enforcement agency and ask them to do that on their behalf with the information that they provided.
But I suppose in that scenario I'm imagining, you know, the teacher or the neighbor is worried, but when they knock on the door and the mom and the dad and the kids say, no, everything's fine here, nobody's feeling threatened and there's no danger to anybody, our hands are tied, aren't they?
That's exactly the problem we are going to be looking at very closely. The Second Amendment does provide for individuals to be able to have firearms. And yet, we just saw this go upside down with this individual. I really want to see the investigation closed, have all the information before I begin to speculate. I will tell you that so many of my colleagues are greatly concerned about trying to move as quickly as we can, but to make sure that any laws that we pass, any policies that we go for are the correct ones. And we will be making sure that they are constitutional. So this, you got to remember, this happened Monday. This is 72 hours later. we are still reeling from this in my district. We have not even had funerals yet. We are going to mourn, and then we are going to take action.
Yeah, I want to respect that. I really do. But you know what I also fear is that when things cool down, then the energy gets lost. So I do think it's appropriate to sort of take advantage of this opportunity. Our awareness is heightened. I didn't even think about our red flag laws in Illinois until now. And if there's a hole in them, I want to see a patch. Do you imagine that path going forward? How would you personally change it so that the next young man like this doesn't have the chance to get a gun?
The first thing I would do with the red flag law is to make sure that, as you said, you didn't think about it, to make sure that the general public understands what this law is, how they can take advantage of it, and to have a better understanding. That's the first thing we need to do with the red flag law, and we can begin that this afternoon. There's nothing stopping us, and in fact, it's something we should all be aware of, and it should be every citizen's duty to understand that and to be aware.
Well, it seems to me like we need to lower the threshold for clear and present danger or clear and convincing evidence.
I am not a criminal lawyer. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with you on that. I am not a criminal lawyer, and I know that there are people already looking at that issue. This isn't going to go away, and I am not going to let Highland Park just be another Las Vegas, Buffalo,
Uvalde.
I'm not going to let that happen. And this community is strong, and we are going to make something happen.
Your colleague
I appreciate your time. So sorry that I walked out of a meeting, and I need to go right back in, but thank you for caring enough to cover this, and there will be more updates.
Okay, let's visit again then. Julie, go do the work you're supposed to do on this.
Thank you so much.